Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has fired the FBI's former number two official, Andrew McCabe, prompting McCabe to say he is being targeted because he is a crucial witness into whether President Trump tried to obstruct the investigation into possible Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Mr. Trump applauded McCabe's firing. He has been criticizing the FBI for alleged political bias. British Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain will decide what actions it will take next after Russia announced it's expelling 23 British diplomats. Russia's retaliatory move comes after Britain's decision earlier to expel 23 Russian diplomats over the poisoning of former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, who remain in serious condition. Joe Burton, senior lecturer at the University of Waikato, tells VOA evidence indicates Moscow was behind the attack.
I think that there is significant evidence that will tie this attack to Russia. The type of chemical weapon that's been used in this case is one that is produced only in Russia. This really is a part of a pattern of activity where Russia has used similar methods against former spies in the UK before.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Britain's actions are to distract from the European Union exit by London. Russians voting today in a presidential election, which likely will give Vladimir Putin another six-year term in office. Putin has been in a position of leadership in Russia for 18 years. He's expected to bring in more than 50% of the vote, but the election team hopes for 70%. This is VOA News. A regional Afghan military statement says American counterterrorism airstrikes in northern Afghanistan are reported to have killed up to 35 Islamic State militants and wounded at least a dozen more. U.S. military had no comment. Airstrikes came after a pro-Islamic State group launched a social media campaign promoting jihadi mobilization to the Afghan-Pakistan region. Multiple days of talks between North Korean and Swedish foreign ministers have concluded, some observers believing that summit could lead to a smooth meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. President Trump has reaffirmed his plan to meet by the end of May with Mr. Kim to negotiate Pyongyang's nuclear program and hopefully get North Korea to be okay with ongoing U.S.-South Korean cooperation. Meantime, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan has met in Washington with South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa.
I'm thrilled to welcome her here to the department as we continue our ongoing discussions on many interests, many issues of mutual interest, and continuing to forge the strong bonds that we have between the United States and South Korea.
In a phone call with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, President Trump expressed cautious optimism over recent developments regarding North Korea, which includes information they are continuing to aggressively pursue their nuclear and missile agenda. About 25,000 homes are without power today in Australia's northern city of Darwin after a tropical cyclone felled trees, canceled flights, closed schools, and delayed shipping. No deaths were reported. Residents of the capital of Australia's Northern Territory have been warned to boil their water as a precaution after tropical cyclone Marcus lashed the city with 130 km-per-hour winds. Police in the U.S. state of Florida believe they have recovered all the bodies of victims from the wreckage of a pedestrian bridge that collapsed last week over a busy highway. Five bodies were pulled from the wreckage Saturday, and all 11 people have died in the collapse. Engineers plus Florida State and Florida International University officials held a meeting just hours before a newly built pedestrian bridge collapsed, killing those six people and more. At the meeting, they concluded a reported crack in the bridge was not a safety concern. And the New York Times and London Observer are reporting the data analytics firm Cambridge Analytica harvested private information from more than 50 Facebook users, information used to develop techniques to support President Trump's 2016 election campaign. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.